13 minutes past 8. You are here on 2SER Breakfast, and my name's Tess Connery. Morning. Happy Tuesday. Now, the pretty standard dynamic in Australian politics is that, Liberal and Labor fight it out over all sorts of issues, while the Greens work away at the issues that matter to them and their constituents, typically environmental and social justice issues. It's pretty common that this work does go unnoticed as well. And this isn't just an Australian phenomenon, it's pretty global. But that is beginning to change. The Global Greens Movement is a partnership of green political parties across the world working to bolster the Greens movement globally. This morning we are lucky enough to be joined by one of their very prominent ambassadors, a name you may well know, former leader of the Australian Greens, Christine Milne. Christine, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning.
It's lovely to talk to you, Tess.
So tell us a little bit about the Global Greens outside of Australia.
Well, there have been green parties around the world for quite some time, and it was recognised that just as business corporations have become multinational and operate across national borders, then we needed a political movement that was joined by the same values which could cooperate to take on those forces of globalisation. And so in 2001, the first Global Greens Congress was held in Canberra. So Australia has a very key and important role in this. And I chaired the final session of the Global Greens Congress in which we ratified the Global Greens Charter. Now that document basically is the one where any party that wants to be considered to be part of the Global Greens has to agree to the Global Greens Charter. So what it now means is that we are, the Greens, the only political force around the world operating on every continent, if you like, except Antarctica, it is joined by the same commitment and the same values. So that's pretty exciting. We've now got 90 green parties around the world as members of the Global Greens. And since then, we've had Global Greens congresses that have been, one was in Sao Paulo in South America and then Senegal in Africa. And then in 2017, the Global Greens Congress was in Liverpool and I gave a keynote there. And the next Global Greens Congress in 2021 will be in our region in the Asia Pacific, but we haven't worked out any details as to where yet.
And we do hear a lot about the environmental issues affecting us, but not so much about other parts of the world quite so often. Are there any developments happening that we aren't hearing about here in Australia?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the world is in serious trouble in that we're having the sixth species extinction wave, and we are losing species left, right and centre to everything from impacts of global warming, but habitat loss. I mean, when you have a massively increasing global population as we have, then to feed themselves, to house themselves, people are expanding into habitat. So species loss is important, but with that goes the loss of forests. Now, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change came out last year saying we have to protect tropical forests, we have to stop their conversion to palm oil, and we certainly need to do that. But where we're going to see this year quite a bit of focus globally is that many countries are identifying burning wood as a way they're going to meet their nationally determined contributions for climate change. Now, that is getting off fossil fuels and burning wood. Well, that is a disaster. Forest furnaces are going to be a disaster for the environment globally, and that is something that we have to really work on. And I think that is an emerging issue, not only in around the world in tropical countries, but in Australia as well. We're seeing a push to start, instead of wood chipping, which we've done for years and exporting wood chips to other countries, we've just got on top of that. And now we're going to see both the government and opposition support logging forests to chip them and pelletise them and send them off to other countries for burning to take on fossil fuels. So this is a big issue. We have to save forests if we're going to save the global environment.
And there are so many important issues as well. The one that's springing to my mind, of course, the one that's made headlines all week, the debacle happening down in the Murray-Darling with the loss of so many fish. Is it difficult to keep moving forward in the face of things like these huge ecological disasters.
Well, certainly the Murray-Darling is a major disaster, but that's been, you know, it is political mismanagement and that's gone on for a long time. And I was in the Senate in 2010-11 when the Murray-Darling report came down and you had the irrigators burning books in Deniliquin and burning the report, and you had the Labor Party cave in and basically legislate for a way too little water to go down the river. And there's been, you know, corruption that's gone on ever since. So yes, we have to address that, but I agree, sometimes it's hard to just be optimistic about the future, but optimism is a choice. You have to decide that, you know, you have to be realistic about the challenges, but also just stay absolutely focused on the solutions. And to that end, one thing I think all movements for environment and social justice need to do is to focus on the role of money in politics and corruption, because we are not going to make the breakthroughs, whether it's on the Murray-Darling, whether it's on ending coal mining, whether it's shutting down coal-fired power stations, protecting forests, whatever it is, we are not going to succeed as long as the forces with the money buy the political outcomes that they want. And I think there's a growing awareness across the world that taking on corporate greed and its connection to politics through donations and other revolving doors is a key issue for us. And I think in terms of emerging alongside environment and social justice movements is this movement to clean up the process.
Christine, we really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for chatting to us.
Great to talk to you, Tess. Thank you.
That was Christine Milne. She's the former leader of the Australian Greens, speaking to us this morning about her work with the Global Greens movement and some of the really pressing ecological issues facing us currently.